Thank you for choosing the Northeast's number one radio station. This is how your promotion sounded on air.
Helena Mullins and the LMFM Roadrunner crew have gone back to college today. They are in Dunboyne College of Further Education, meeting staff and students. They're holding an open day there today. There's over 60 courses on offer. They're going to be running that right up until 2pm today, dunboynecollege.ie. Helena is standing by with more. Good morning, Helena.
Good morning, Sinead. Yes, you have joined us here in the Dunboyne College of Further Education. And wow, what a fantastic array of courses that they have for further education. So I'm going to talk to two girls here who are doing the journalism, digital media and public relations, and I'm sure I'll learn a thing or two here from the girls. So I have Hannah McNamara and Shanna Cole. So Shanna, I'll start with you first. You did your Leaving Cert last year?
Yeah, I done my Leaving Cert last year, and I had business down in my CEO, but when I got offered it, when the offers came out, I really didn't want to do it at all. And my family was really at me to do journalism, so I looked up journalism courses, and Dunboyne was the closest one to me that offered it. And I'm from Cavan, so Cavan Institute didn't even offer it, so I was delighted that I could come and try it out, and it's been a great year so far.
Fabulous. So you must have a flair for writing and all, do you?
Yeah, definitely writing, and I feel like I'm not shy in front of people. I don't mind it, and this year has really brought out my interpersonal skills, communication skills. Like, it's been absolutely brilliant.
Wow. And of course we have Hannah as well. You are studying, but you had taken a gap year just before you came in here. How did you find that?
Yeah, I needed the gap year because on my CEO I finished in 2021 and I had nursing all down, and then when I actually finished I was like, I don't want to do nursing. I was like, I panicked and picked something. So I took a gap year and I moved to Spain and I was an au pair, so I was there for 7 months. And during that time, I kind of realised how much I want to travel for, like, my future. Like, that's what I want to travel. So I started looking to, like, ways you could travel and work, and it came with travel journalism, and then instantly that was, like, the get-go. Like, that was exactly what I wanted to do. So then I was like, I'll come here first, just to be sure, before I go spend loads of money in, like, a university college.
Fantastic. And to look at the college experience, or the the pre-college experience here, what's the workload like, or tell us a little bit about what your course entails and what's it like to be on the campus here?
Yeah, the workload is more than I expected, but it's not like too much. It's not overbearing. Like, it's just more than you would expect. Like, it's not a DOS course. I think that's what people might think it is. But it's like a good amount, but you have that so much help around with the teachers. Like, they're so involved in your work, so you get like all that support all the time. And then in terms of my course, like, we're doing like public relations and radio as well. It's not just all writing, so we kind of get an idea of like other careers that are similar to journalism that we could go into too. So it's not like focus on one thing. Like, they try to give you as much options as possible, so it's kind of handy that I get to do like research and writing skills, but they all link to like so many careers.
Fantastic. And there's a lot of, it seems like a lot of practical experience there, so it'll get you ready for the working world.
Yeah, no, definitely. We do like interviews, presentations, so it gets you confident about talking, like public speaking, and then it just overall everything, just your skills are improved massively. Like, it's that good bridge into, from secondary school into university.
Well, I'll tell you, two very good talkers. And just to say as well, did you guys do play placements yet? Where did you do your placement, Shanna?
I did my placement with RT on the Operation Transformation production, and it was unbelievable. But if Dunboyne didn't offer the time to do placement, I would never have been there. Like, it was absolutely amazing. Like, it was so good that I got the time to do that. So I was basically just a PA doing like all the running, but it being in there was just unbelievable. So it was,
you're seeing everybody in action.
Yeah, exactly. And you're really getting into the working world and getting your name out there, really.
Good woman. And what about yourself? Where did you do yours?
I was doing my placement in Dublin City FM radio station. So that was like the same as Shanna said. If I didn't get the opportunity here with work experience, I would have never even thought to even try it. And then also going into the summer in June, I'm going to be doing 2 weeks in the Meath Chronicle newspaper, so I'll have like radio and newspaper writing, which is like a good balance to have a try both kind of thing. But I really love the radio. Like, it was, and it was such a confidence boost as well, because I was learning radio. I had a radio module here, so it kind of connected, so I kind of learned really quick.
Fantastic. And looking here, there's a great buzz around, there's a lot of students, a lot of hopefuls to maybe come to Dunboyne College of further education. But have you any advice for students out there at this moment thinking about further education or university?
Look, if you don't know what exactly you want to do, I definitely recommend doing a PLC in something that you do think you might like. And if you don't like it, at least you can rule it out and it's only a year. But if you do like it, at least you know you can further your studies in that. Or even just pick an arts course, because you don't have to broaden, like, it's broad, you don't have to pin yourself to something, and then you have loads, it's not like limiting yourself to anything at all.
Fantastic. What about yourself, Hannah?
Yeah, I was going to say the same, because I was that student that wasn't sure. So I think people shouldn't panic about what they have to pick and have this idea that they have to go straight into university, because it's not like that. So that's what I was saying, like, this is like that bridge into it, and it's so helpful. Like, you learn so much more, and like Shanna was saying, you might find out you don't want to do that course, and that's fine, and it's a lot cheaper as well than going straight to university and then dropping out. So it's a lot of a cheaper option, and then if you don't like it, you move on to something else. If you do like it, you're sure of it, you've tried it
exactly.
out.
Exactly, and you have a good foundation, a good base knowledge for furthering it. And as you say, it's not a DOS course.
No.
There's a lot in it, and I'd say they're improving every single year.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Like, it's, you can see more and more people coming, I think, every year. Like, the classes are getting bigger, and it's just, it's always busy, and they always have you going out to like trips, like museums, or we went to the courts to do a court report in, so there's like so much involved in it. It's not
amazing.
Just class, do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So you're getting such a broad range of activities here, and I'm going to be comparing notes with these girls, because I'm sure I'm going to learn so much here today from the fantastic students. So it's back to you in studio for now, Sinead, and I'll be with you again shortly with more students and of course the principal of the college here, because we want to know what exactly is happening here in Dunboyne. Bye bye.
Oh, there's lots happening in Dunboyne. Aren't the two girls fantastic advocates for the school? And not only that, great advice from them as well. We'll check in with Helena and the crew a little bit later on. It is time to return to Helena Mullins and the LMFM Roadrunner crew. They're out at Dunboyne College of Further Education. They are having an open day today. It's running until 2 p.m. Helena, how's things going there?
Yes, Sinead, I'm absolutely delighted to have a chat now with Dennis Leonard, who is the principal here and a qualified guidance counsellor as well.
So absolutely, yeah.
The students are in good hands here at the Dunboyne College of Further Education. But to tell us a little bit about what's happening here today. You're kept busy.
Well, we're kept very busy. We have over 60 courses here, and all of the courses are online, and you can register online, dunboynecollege.ie. But for a lot of people, like to come and see firsthand what the course is about, so they have a chance to come and talk to individual lecturers. So say you want to do science, but you don't know whether you want to do biomedical science or forensic science or environmental science, or you want to do a healthcare course, but you're not sure whether you want to do nursing or childcare or something in the whole, a healthcare assistant, or maybe you want to do physiotherapy or speech and language, whatever you want to do. So when you get into the right building here, you actually can talk to the lecturers, and then you might decide which exact course out of our 60 on offer you want to do. So it's a first hand chance for students, guidance counsellors, parents to come here and to meet any of our lecturers and to talk first hand about what they might like to do going forward.
And who is this college for?
Oh, this college for everybody. It's for people from 17 up to 107. You know what I mean? It's basically anybody who wants to go back into education. A lot of school leavers here, but about 20% of our students are matures who go back into education to retrain. We offer skills to advanced courses for people who want to do employment type courses where they want to upskill in their employment. But a lot of people come here because they feel very young at 17 or 18, 19, whatever it is, to make a choice about their whole future. So there's a chance to try out, say, nursing or childcare or arts or law or physiotherapy, whatever it happens to be. Maybe you want to go into film, but you're not really sure. Do you want to do animation? So it's a chance to crystallize exactly what you want to do. So people come here for that reason, for a start. They come here because it's local. It's a chance to get but also a chance to get a qualification. You come out of here with a QQI level 5 or 6 qualification or a higher national diploma, whichever course you do. So you get a qualification that brings you directly into industry. But if you don't want to go into industry and you feel, I'm 20, 21, I have a qualification, but in fact, I prefer to do a 3 or 4 year course in a university. We have very close links with Maynooth beside us, DCU, Technical University of Dublin, and about 15 universities around the country. So we have links with all of them, but obviously the local ones, over 100 of our students every year go to Maynooth, another 100 go over to TU Dublin, so we have a huge progression. Out of 1,000 students, about half of them would want to progress into third level, but the other half want to go into employment.
And of course, I will ask as well, you've obviously made a huge impact in the area.
Yeah.
With everybody, there's such a huge number that goes on to third level.
That's right.
So, what's next for Dunboyne?
Well, we're obviously growing the whole time. We've become a college town now here in Dunboyne. We're on campus. We're getting a purpose-built campus out beside the railway station there in Dunboyne. And basically what that'll mean is it'll be the first of its kind in the country, the first FET college of the future, where you'll have QQI level 5 and 6 courses like we do, the PLC, which people would know them by, plus apprenticeships, traineeships, community education, any education that people, night classes, anything that people want to do to go back and retrain will be available under one roof. So it's going to be a one-stop shop for everything. So that's where we're heading. But in the meantime, our 60 courses are going to grow to 65 next year, to 70. We're going to be expanding. We're here in the business park, but obviously when we get our purpose-built campus, we'll be able to do a lot of courses like engineering and construction and retrofitting and,
fantastic,
all the renewable energy ones. The green economy is where it's going, So we want to make sure that we play our part in that as well.
You're definitely forward-thinking there. I'm loving it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Of course,
How can people find out more about what is available?
Oh, there's many ways. You can go on dunboynecollege.ie. It's the easiest way. Our website has all that information. You can, you know, phone the college at any time, you know, 01-802-6577. You can, you know, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok. You know, whatever platform, whatever platform people decide to use, you can get information. And I know you're hearing from our students today, which is great as well, because they'll tell you firsthand what it's like to be a student here. Because first and foremost, we've always wanted to be a welcoming place for students, and we're a welcoming place for staff to come. And our staff are experts in their fields. We have the highest level of teaching and learning. So our nurse tutors, our you know, our film tutors, are all are experts in their field with the highest qualifications. And that makes a huge difference.
It certainly does. Well, listen, Dennis, thank you so much for having a chat with me there. That's Dennis Leonard, who is the principal and a qualified guidance counsellor. And I'm sure that the students feel in very good hands here. It's Patrick in studio for now, Sinead, and I'll be with you again shortly with more lovely students who are getting on so well here at the Dunboyne College of Further Education. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Helena. Yes, it's safe hands indeed there, and that is ongoing until 2 p.m. dunboynecollege.ie for more. Out and about in Dunboyne College of Further Education, they are having an open day today. It's running until 2 p.m. You can find out more at dunboynecollege.ie. Helena is standing by with more details. How are we getting on, Helena?
Yes, Sinead, I'm having an absolutely fantastic morning here at the Dunboyne College of Further Education, because it is buzzing because of their open day today. And wow, what a fantastic campus you have here. And the students are a testament to that. They really are selling the college here on the airwaves. And of course, today is the open day, so people can come in, have a chat with the career guidance teachers, and of course, find out maybe what passions they have and what courses are available here at Dunboyne. But I'm going to have a chat now with Sophie Baker, who is a pre-nursing student, and you have had a fantastic year so far, I believe.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I've done so many different work experience placements. I spent a week in Connolly Hospital in December, where I was on the ward, I was on the general surgery ward, shadowing one of the registered nurses. That was incredible. Just to be in that medical setting, that's just something you'd never be able to do, especially in secondary school or in TY. Even in college, you're straight in. By December, I'd only started in September, I was straight in doing stuff in the hospital. And then in February, I had another block of placement. I was sent to Malaga through the Erasmus programme. That was also like provided by the college. That was fully funded. 30 of us went over, 30 students, and we're all placed in a workplace relevant to the course. So there's people like HCAs, nurses, physio. There was all sorts of students that went over. I was put in a nursing home for them 2 weeks, where I was looking after people, getting them ready for the day. And that was another just incredible. I never would have got that in a level 8 college or secondary school either.
Fantastic. That sounds amazing. And what an amazing experience to kind of get into the actual job or role that you might have in the future. So what are you really drawn towards? Like, was nursing kind of something that you wanted to go to straight after school?
I had medicine down as my number one in my CAO, but I had everything related to it. So I had midwifery, pharmacy, biomed, all sorts down. But I kind of realised too late that I did want to hands-on treat someone, like kind of physically in a hospital setting, not kind of in the background, like pharmacist or in the labs. So that's why I said I'd take the year out. And Dunboyne was the closest PLC college to me because I'm from Leixlip. So I said I'd go try out nursing if I liked it and then go straight in from that.
Excellent. So have you any advice now? Or tell us a little bit. So you mentioned an awful lot about your placements and course and things like that. Like, what's the workload like? Is there a lot of theory or, you know, what? How did the year pan out for you?
It's definitely not a DOS. I know a lot of people think that a PLC doesn't come with its work. It definitely does. And I think it deserves more recognition because you do move on to your level 8 with so much knowledge behind you. You've practically half the year of your first year covered because you cover the exact same topics in the PLC. It's very much the same subjects, same topics. You have practicals. I've had practicals for like mother and baby practicals, checking after birth. You go through them in college when you're doing nursing. You also have the fundamental skills like bringing someone to the bathroom, bed bathing. You do all those practicals in the PLC as well. So you're going on with that physical hands-on knowledge already.
Certainly. And people only come fresh out of school and they're probably, you know, in the deep end in first year. And it can be very daunting to have such a massive workload and maybe not having the practical experience. And you might not even enjoy it. So to dip your toe into a PLC, I'm sure you would give that advice to Leaving Cert students. Or do you see any mature students on campus that might
might say the same thing.
Yeah, 100%. There is a lot of mature students. There was mature students that went to Malaga with me as well. Just if you have that interest that you kind of may have put to the side for whatever reason, having children, getting married, even needing the money with a full-time job, there's always that opportunity. You can come back. It is a year. It is full-time. But it's not as full-on as your 4 to 5 year level 8 course. And then you have the financial benefit of as well. It's not thousands of euros. It's there ready for you to do if you have...
It's more accessible. So say if you did have a passion, Dunboyne College of Further Education... more than likely with their 60 plus courses available would have the course for you.
Yeah, 100%. There's something for everybody. Just literally you could pick out of a hat something that you're interested in. There is something for you.
Amazing. Well, listen, thank you so much. The future is bright. I'll tell you, great journalism students that I've already spoken to earlier, and of course Sophie Baker here, who is a pre-nursing student. So the very best of luck with whatever you go on to do, and I'm thank you so much for having a chat with us.
Thank you so much.
It's back to you in studio for now, Sinead, and I'll be with you again shortly with more, and some of the career guidance teachers are going to have a chat with me as well. So we'll chat to you again shortly. Bye bye.
Thank you so much, Helena, and to the students there. We will check in. We return now for the final time to Dunboyne College of Further Education. They're having an open day today. It's running until 2. Helena Mullins is there with more. How are we getting on, Helena?
Yes, Sinead, you've joined me for the final time here at the Dunboyne College of Further Education, and we are buzzing because there was guys in having photographs here inside the LMFM Roadrunner. I've had chats with lovely students who are going on and hoping to go to third level and beyond. But I'm going to have a chat now with the career guidance team, who are Derek Ball and Maeve Nimmo. So those students who are in doing the PLC here, how can they go on, and when they wish to go on to third level? Is it an easy transition, or how does it work?
Thanks, Alina. Well, I suppose it's really the message that we always want to try and get out when we go to schools. And we have students here talking about progression. How does it work? It's a big question for us that we get all the time. Students use their results here separately. They come to Dunboyne College, they're on a new course, they get a separate set of results from their Leaving Cert. It's separate completely, independent of the Leaving Cert results. And they use those results to apply then through the CAO scheme again, and it's through a higher education link scheme where there's a saved amount of places, a quota of places that's actually saved for the students in QQI. So that means that they're not competing with any other group, and they're getting their CAO offers before the Leaving Cert students. Students who wish to go on and apply through the CAO for a higher education degree after us, 90% of those students are actually achieving their offers through the CAO. So the system really, really does work for students.
That is excellent. And of course, Derek, you have developed an awful lot of links, I'm sure, with employers and third level institutions because of the reputation that Dunboyne College has.
Absolutely, Helena. Dunboyne works closely with industries and third level institutions all around the country, and we've built up strong links over the years. We meet regularly with industries to see what the growth areas are or where there is a shortage of skills, and then we try and design courses to meet those needs. And we also meet with the universities regularly to grow and develop the progression links that we've established over the years. Well, we also have a work experience program that all students must take.
That is fantastic. And you also have strong links there with big name universities, DCU, Maynooth. So can you tell us about the third level courses that your students can apply for here from Dunboyne?
Absolutely, Helena. All students here can apply to every university around the country. Okay, all students except further ed students onto most of their courses. So you said all the big names are in Dublin, DCU, Maynooth, TUD, Trinity, etc. And all around the country, you have Atlantic Technological University, South East Technological University, Munster Technological University, and the Technological University of the Shannon. They all accept our students.
Amazing what they have here. But I suppose, Maeve, tell us about the structure of DCFE and what maybe a typical day consists of with the students here.
Yeah, so we are an on-campus college, fully on-campus. So students will be here 3 full days of the week. You know, they're on campus between 9 to 4 typically on those 3 days. Some courses, you know, students will go off campus as part of their day. And like the horsemanship students will go to Pellettstown for their stables there. The music students will go down to Camelot Studios. So lots of students will go off campus on their day. But they're typically here for 3 days of the week. We do have a day allowed for placement. So that's work placement, where students will have 60 hours of work placement, and they can do that either a day per week, or they can do that for in a block, whichever suits them.
Fantastic. And of course there is some support as well for students available through the year in college as well.
So the supports are great, like supports that